basically, President Trump just said, we want you to take some stuff out of the budget that we think is wasteful. And we did. And that upset the Congress. She's entitled to be upset if she wants to. But that really upset the socialist wing of the party. And so we took out, and here's what they want us to put back in. We found that under President Biden, they were spending $3 million for circumcisions and vasectomies in Zambia. We took that out. The Congresswoman says, we're going to shut down government until you put that back in. We found $500,000 of American taxpayer money for electric buses in Rwanda. We found $3.6 million for pastry cooking classes and dance focus groups for male prostitutes in Haiti. I kid you not. I'm not making this up. It was in the budget under President Biden. We took it out. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez in the socialist wing, the loon wing of the Democratic Party, says we're going to shut down government until you put it back in. I'll just read you a few more that we took out. $6 million for media organizations for the Palestinians. $833,000 for transgender people in Nepal. $300,000 for a pride parade in Lesotho. $882,000 for social media and mentorship in Serbia. $4.2 million. We took it out. The Congresswoman and the socialist wing of their party says we've got to put that back in for that open government. $4.2 million for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex people in the Western Balkans and Uganda. I could spend the rest of the afternoon here. We took all that out. It upset Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez. It upset the socialist wing of her party. And now that wing of her party and the Congresswoman are threatening all other Democrats and saying, you've got to shut that government down until we get what we want. And part of what they want is to add this kind of stuff back into them. And that's what this fight is all about.